Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong thing.
Malachi, come here. Put on a bed. You gotta hit that, right? Oh, you're kidding on the line.
I put a speakerphone?
I don't want no speakers.
Can you hear it?
I'm good.
Can you hear it?
I don't want nothing yet.
You have some on here.
What? Yeah, I like something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody
okay,
all
right. Good evening, everyone.
Good
evening. Let's see. Look like I have Brother Hubert.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening.
Mother May.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Angela, you there?
Yes.
Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
And Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Hubert, you can go ahead and pick up in Deuteronomy 27 while we're waiting for others to join in.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 1. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, keep all these commands that I give you today. When you have crossed the Jordan to the Lord, to the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write over them all the words of this law. When you have crossed over to enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord the God of your father promised you. And when you come to the Lord, set up these stones on Mount Ebal, and I command you today, approach them with blessings. Build there an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stone. Do not use any iron tool upon them. Build the altar of the Lord your God with field stone, and offer burnt offering on it to the Lord your God. Sacrifice fellowship offering there, eating them and rejoicing in the presence of the Lord your God. And you shall write very clearly all the words of this law on these stones you have set up. Then Moses and the priests who are Levites said to all Israel, be silent, O Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of the Lord your God. Obey the Lord your God and follow his command and decrees that I give you today. On the same day Moses commanded the people, when you have crossed the Jordan, these tribes shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Mm-hmm. Tom, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, Benjamin. And these tribes shall settle on Mount Ebal to pronounce curses. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall recite to all the people of Israel in a loud voice, cursed is the man who carves an image of cat to iron, a thing detestable to the Lord, the work of a craftsman's hand, and set it up in secret. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the man who dishonors his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who moves his neighbor's boundary stone. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who leads the blind astray on the road. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who withholds justice from the alien, the fatherless, or the widow. And all the people shall say, Amen.
Amen.
Cursed is the man who sleeps with his father's wife, for he dishonored his father's bed. Then all the people shall say, Amen.
Amen.
Cursed is the man who has sexual relations with any animal. Then all the people shall say, Amen.
Amen.
Cursed is the man who sleeps with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. Then all the people shall say, Amen.
Amen.
Cursed is the man who sleeps with his mother-in-law, then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who kills his neighbor secretly, then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who kills an innocent person, then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who does not uphold the words of the law by carrying them out, then all the people shall say, Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That reading here, but out of Deuteronomy 27. We did not have any new callers to call in. I'll do one last roll call, and we'll go on with the program tonight. I have Mother May, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Angela, Hubert, and myself. Amen.
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 Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line.
Thank you, Father, for your beaming gift and unexpected blessings. Help us to seek and to act on the opportunity that you have provided for us to share with others. Each day we can be aware of the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life as we can. As God for our courage to share our gift, and we ask you, Lord, to bless this prayer line, and we just thank you so much for all the blessings that you have shared with us all through this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Mom. We'll go ahead and get started with our program. I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eye and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near you, near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, Sister Shirley, where did your reading come from?
Psalms 91, verses 1 through 12.
Okay, 91. All right. Thank you so much for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. Next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 100, and I'm saying be grateful and shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joy, with a joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms 100. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall be rejoicing in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt wonderfully with me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms 13. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading out of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 27 to 30. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like I have washed over them to puck up and to break down and to dole down and to scrub and to afflict, so will I wash over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the father had eaten a sour grape, and the children teeth are set of eggs. But everyone shall die for his own entreaty. Every man that eat the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dada, Jeremiah. We did have a caller to call in. Brother Daniel, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just listening now.
Amen to that. Good to call in. Praise God. Let's see here. Hubert, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
We come out of Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. See her righteousness shine out like the dawn. Her salvation like a blazing torch. The nation will see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand. And Lord, thou him in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserter or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hezbollah and your land Beulah. For the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your son marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. I have put the watchmen on the wall, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourself no rest, and give him no rest till he establish Jerusalem and make her the praise of the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, never again will I give your grain as food for your enemies, and never again will foreigners drink the new wine for which you have toiled. But those who harvest it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather the grapes will drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Pass through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove the stone. Raise that banner for the nation. The Lord has made a proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your Savior come. See his reward is with him, and his recompense accomplish him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed by the Lord, and you will be called sought out. The city no longer deserted. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah. Let's see here. I just want to thank everyone for your prayers for my sister Angela. Surgery was successful. I'm not sure she's
Amen.
Able to talk tonight, but I will give her the opportunity to say yes or no. Hi, mm-hmm. Sister Angela.
Hello, everybody. I know y'all can hear me ready. Yeah, hear me
Are
now.
You able to share anything with us tonight?
I'm talking. It's the best I can do, but thanks for your prayers and your thoughts. I'm doing fine. I just haven't gotten my voice back. Hopefully that'll happen in a few days.
Okay.
Amen.
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 Okay. Let's see here. Now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to take care Sister Angela, Auntie Wally, Auntie Marie, Sister Cheryl and family, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Mother May, Auntie Dot. Let's see, where am I? Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Browns family, the Lucas family, the Hurd family, Miss Bird and family, the Lowe's family, the Allen family, the Verna family, the Moody family, and the Moore family, Lenny and family, Charles and family, Andrew and family, Darrell and family, Reverend Slappy and family, Essie May and family, the Ross family, the Johnson family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Charlie and family, LaTanya and family, the Peters family, the Chantham family, Laitler family, the Simmons family, McClure family, Brian, Eric, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut in. And we ask that you provide them with the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. And we ask that the precious blood of Jesus cover them. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, let's see here. Any update on Auntie Betty?
Yes, dear, meet at home. I talked with her. She was on her way home today. So that's a blessing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
God has been good. God is good all the time.
Amen
yes,
to that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that update, Mom. Okay, now we're celebrating birthdays for the week of December the 29th through January the 4th.
Freddie Williams, the 29th, which is today.
Freddie, today.
Today.
Yeah, Freddie's birthday today.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Felicia is the 3rd of January. And Jesse Ross is the 3rd of January. Sean is the 4th of January. And Michelle, but that's Michael is the 4th of January. Them all we have right now.
And my granddaughter, Michaela, the 2nd.
Oh, Michaela, okay.
Amen. Quite a few birthdays there. Amen. Let's see. Brother here, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Hubert. Then we're going to share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise, report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And you can share or pass. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to attempt to try to sing my song, Lord of the Dance.
Right. Amen.
And I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun. And I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem, I had my birth. I danced all the stripes and the Pharisees, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced all the fishermen, the James and John. They came to me and the dance is on. Dancing, whatever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance. I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I meet you all in the dancing scene. Yes, on the Sabbath when I crushed the lamb, the holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on the cross to die. I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I was gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dancing. I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me am the light that I never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dancing peace. Standing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dancing peace. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dancing peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. That anointest my head with power, my cup running over. Truly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Isaiah 40. Comfort for God's people. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hand, that her hard service has been completed, that her sins have been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Isaiah. Next I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like for all to share a special prayer for Miss Catherine Bird. She's non-responsive. Been non-responsive since November the 3rd, and she ain't getting any better. So I'd like to send out a special prayer for her. And I'd like to also sing a song. If you got
Amen.
Someone in your life, tell me one more. Do you need when you have God in your life? Then what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water was cold, chilled my body, but not my soul, 'cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And we will send our prayers out to Miss Bird and her family. Thank you, Hubert, for that wonderful song. Let's see here. Next, I have Mom. Any praise? Oh, you already went. I'm sorry. Here I go. Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, I'm going to read the Christian pledge. I am
Amen.
Persuaded by the teaching of the Blessed Bible, by daily reading, meditation, and communion with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to live an upright Christian life, to practice his teaching in my dealing with my fellow man, to dedicate my talent and give up my time, influence, and means to teaching or spreading the Christian religion at home and abroad, to win souls through personal service for Christ, to encourage and help the enlistment of young people in Christian work, and make my home a center of Christian light and love. To these ends, I pledge to devote myself and to seek divine aid and guidance daily, that I may become a living witness and a bright and shining light for my Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Auntie Carrie out of the Christian Pledge. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
about the worker.
Excuse me. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we move on? Well, I would like to say that I pray that everyone had a wonderful Christmas.
Amen.
And that you recognize that it was Jesus the reason for the season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. I guess I'll go ahead and assign parts before we go into the closing prayer. Do I have anyone that wants to do Deuteronomy 28 next week?
I will read part of it. It's
Who is that?
It's Mom.
Your mom.
I read Mom.
Okay, anyone wants to do the opening prayer? How about the second shut in? Any volunteer for the closing prayer?
I do the closing prayer.
Okay, all right. So I have Mom doing Deuteronomy 28 and Brother Hubert doing the closing prayer. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Now, everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer.
Pray against hurtful words, spoken past, and or present. Lord, I repent of my sin having to do with unholy words. Specifically, I repent of yielding to and renouncing any place that I have given to powers and principalities. Lord, I pray that you would heal any person whose self-perception was wounded by the words I have spoken. And I pray you would heal my emotions and memories, wounded by sin of another tongue. In the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, break the power of all generations and ancestral curse having to do with sins of the tongue. I break the power of all curses that I have spoken against myself or anyone by faith or anyone else. I, in Jesus' name, break all words spoken against me and you. Lord, to turn all those curses into blessings because you love us. Lord, I pray I will speak words of life and not death. Lord, hear my prayer as your word said in Isaiah 6, 5-7, Lord, purge my lips. As I put my own fingertip on my lips, would you cleanse my lips as you did Isaiah's lips with the hot coal and grant me a new beginning to use my mouth for speaking holiness and blessing. And now, Lord, I touch my lips. Grant me a new beginning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Hubert. Well, that concludes our program. I pray that everyone have a safe and a happy new year. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Loretta, I got a shout out. Somebody just popped up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, y'all. This is cute.
How are you?
I'm telling everybody Happy New Year's.
The same to you.
Amen.
Happy New Year. And your family.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome anytime, Q. We start at 8 o'clock.
I was late for that.
Well, what I ask is that everyone continue to keep Angela in your prayers, also Auntie Betty. And we're calling on to traveling mercy. Somebody's traveling, and we ask that the God send out his heads of angels to watch over each and every one of them. Amen.
Amen.
I will be traveling on New Year's Day.
Who said they traveled?
Oh, amen.
Sister
Shirley will be traveling Yes. I'm traveling again, leaving New Year's Day.
On New Year's Day? Okay, we got our prayers out for you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, to my brother Z. Tavius Cheatham. He's traveling to Miami right now.
Amen.
Stay trip to him.
Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we calling off traveling mercy. Amen. Well, the Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, our school, and this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put our full suit of armor on this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night. Happy New Year, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year. And we love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.